It's here and now. Rufus Wainwright has a new CD and a new family. He's raising a child with his male partner and the baby's mother, who just happens to be Leonard Cohen's daughter, Lorca. Somebody said Canadian royalty, because Rufus, of course, is the son of the late great Canadian Kate McGarrigal and American singer Loudon Wainwright. Kate died cancer in 2010. So we want to catch up with Rufus as he joins us. Rufus, welcome.
Hi.
You know, it has been a while, but how are you doing with her loss? Because it hit you pretty hard.
Yeah, I mean, it's a whole new world, and that's the only way that I can really receive any solace, because, you know, my mother was such a big part of my life and my sister's life, that to not have her involved in our existence at the moment, it's like being on another planet.
Yeah.
So you find new joys and keep the memory in your heart. I mean, one aspect that we're both very lucky to have is the fact that, you know, my mother was such an amazing songwriter and recording artist. So there's all this music and lyrics to really get lost in and go back in time in and really resurrect her memory in an extremely visceral fashion.
Talk to me of Mendocino. My eyes, I hear the sea.
Well, and as you also said, you have the new joys. Let's talk about one. Then that is reflected in the song Montauk.
Yes.
And before we talk about it, I have to say I'm a Long Island girl. And
good.
We did not go to the Hamptons. We went to Montauk out on the tip of Long Island, so I'm not sure
yes.
how I feel about even more people knowing about it. But tell us about the song Montauk.
Speaking about Kate McGarrigal, I mean, she's mentioned in the song as well. I mean, it's sort of a rumination on a future where my daughter Viva will come visit Jorn and I, my partner, in Montauk, and we'll hang out and have a fun time. And then at a certain point, when she's old enough, you know, I'll tell her about Kate.
The lyric that talks about your mom. One day, years ago in Montauk, lived a woman, now a shadow.
There she does wait for us in the ocean. And although we want to stand for a while.
And you'll tell her about that woman. But meanwhile, you hope she comes to Montauk and to see her dad's. Let's listen.
Yes.
One day you will come to Montauk and see your dad wearing a kimono and see your other dad pruning roses. Hope you won't turn around and go.
And by the way, your daughter named in part after your mom, right?
Yes, Viva Catherine Wainwright Cohen. So there's a lot of stuff in there.
A lot of mantles on that little head.
Yes.
And so
yes.
Now she becomes a part of this big family, the Cohen family
yes.
on one side, and yours that includes, of course, your famous dad, Loudon Wainwright, your sister, Martha Wainwright,
yes.
Your other sister, Lucy Wainwright
yes.
Roach,
yes.
born to your dad, and Susie Roach of the Roaches. Do you worry about, I mean, that's a lot of...
I have no worries whatsoever about my daughter, Viva. I mean, when I held her, I immediately felt that she's going to be fine. She's a tough kid. She's really grabbing life by the horns. She's just completely racing, much like, you know, my mother
yeah.
in a lot of ways. So I'm not worried in the least.
Well, you said to David Carr, we read the story about your family in the New York Times and how some of the drama of the family can often play out in lyrics. So we're wondering, first of all, any on this CD?
There's references to my mom and a couple to my daughter, but that's about it. I mean, this album is really more about my own kind of eclipse in a lot of ways into the next
yeah.
period of life. I just turned 39, so I'm still in my
Happy
30s.
Birthday. Yeah,
thank
in July.
You.
Right.
Yeah. So I'm just sort of about to set out on this whole new adventure, which yeah. is, you know, bona fide maturity.
There's a song that strikes us in its simplicity, Sometimes You Need.
That is quite an important piece for me, especially because I wrote it just before my mother passed away, and she was really on her deathbed up in Canada, and I wrote this guitar part, and it's quite difficult to play, and her and I were sitting by the fire, and she was quite weak, and I asked her if she could give me some tips on how to pick it properly, and she tried. She kind of took the guitar and struggled and really didn't have the energy to help me out, so I let it go, and then Sean Lennon, who's a fantastic guitar player, is playing the part on the album. So I think you just had to be a better guitar player than I am to do it properly. But it was so lovely to have Sean kind of continue the lesson that my mother tried to teach me.
Sometimes you need to go to the dark park. Sometimes a movie star spark gets you through the dark.
Can I just ask you about being in this, you know, second-tier firmament, the children of the superstars of the 60s and 70s, you, Sean Lennon, Lorca Cohen, the daughter of Leonard Cohen. You grew up together.
My mother actually made a very conscious decision to kind of steal her children away and retreat to Canada. I think I actually very much profited from that. I wasn't quite as jaded as a lot of those kids became because, you know, they just had so much at such an early age.
Is there, though, now a sort of secret handshake?
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely an unspoken camaraderie.
Yeah.
One of my fondest memories is I was with Sean Lennon, and it was his birthday, which was also his father's birthday, and we were at his mom's house in the Dakota, and Sean said, "Why don't we listen to Abbey Road?" And it was, of course, an amazing experience, but on the other hand, it was a very familiar experience because I would listen to my father's records and go kind of through the same emotions that he went through on a very personal level.
Here's another song in C. When I play piano, it's my key.
That's a little loud and Wainwright right there, in C. We're speaking to his son, Rufus. When we come back, more of his new music. Also, Where's Rufus Now on Judy Garland? Much more in 1 minute, here and now.
But here's another song in C. With my favorite protagonist, me.
Welcome back. That's Bitter Tears from Rufus Wainwright's shimmering new CD, Out of the Game. Rufus, the son of musicians Loudon Wainwright and the late Kate McGarrigle, and now father of Viva Wainwright Cohen, the child he's raising with Leonard Cohen's daughter Lorca, making him more of an icon in the gay community than he was in 2007 when he released the CD Rufus Does Judy at Carnegie Hall, a cover of Judy Garland's landmark 1961 concert.
You made me love you. I didn't want to do it. I didn't want to do it. You made me love you. And all the time you knew it. I guess you always knew it. You made me happy sometimes. You made me glad. But most of the
and Rufus Wainwright, we want to touch on that because you came up in our talk with Tracy Bennett. She was nominated for a Tony for channeling Judy Garland in the Broadway show End of the Rainbow. Have you seen her performance?
Yes, no, I went to see it. She did an amazing job. I'm astounded that she can do that every night. So my hats are off. But I have to say, it's funny, because, you know, though I am still a big Judy Garland fan, for me, the tribute that I did, you know, the redoing of that famous album, was more of an exorcism, really.
Really?
I had found myself a little too Judicized.
You had the faith of Judaism, we hear. Yes.
You know, I'd kind of go into an album, a record store, looking for, you know, the latest Radiohead album, and then walk out with yet another Judy greatest hits. So I felt like, you know, I gotta deal with this issue here. And so I did the concert, and I do actually listen to her less and care about her less, though I'll always adore her.
This is really interesting, because one of the people we talked to when we did the play, in addition to talking to Tracy, we spoke with Robert LeLoux, who'd written a controversial piece in the Times about, you know, sort of a hand-wringing about whether or not young gay men in particular were paying enough attention to Judy Garland. I'm not sure he wants to hear what you just said.
Well, I mean, I think it's important. I mean, I'm primarily interested in her as a kind of force of nature, and this kind of supernova of talent that, whether it's being a gay icon or not, but I still adore her, and I still think it's important to examine her legacy. But I do feel that there can be a slight unholy obsession that develops when there's too much Judy in the room, and it just has to be tempered. But, you know, it's I don't know.
Is it partly because of what we are wondering are changes in your own life? The name of your CD is Out of the Game, and you know, lyrics like "I'm out of the game now. I've been out for a long time now." A little double entendre there, you know, openly gay. But I'm looking for something that can't be found on the main track.
I'm out of the
out of, and what are you looking for?
It's not a game for me anymore. That's sort of the issue. Especially since my mother's death, I have a stronger sense of the, you know, finite quality of existence, and how you really gotta make your mark while you're alive and in good health. And I guess with the pop world especially, there's so many hoops and silly little carrots that you have to chase around, and ridiculous lines that you have to wait in, you know, behind, you know, Lady Gaga, obviously. And can't even see ahead of you. But it just gets more and more banal as I go through it. But I'm still there, and I'm still going for the big brass ring. But on the other hand, you know, I'm going to do it my way.
Can't be found on the main drag. No, I'm out of the game. I've been out for a long time now. I'm looking for something. Can't be found on the main drag. No,
it sounds like, oh my, you're maturing. You know, you're in a relationship, you have a child, and And I love the part of Out of the Game where you really are looking out. You've reached a shore. You've swum to a shore, and you're looking back, maybe at your younger self, at other young people, saying, "Look at you, suckers! Does your mama know what you're doing?"
What's funny about the song, too, is that on one hand, it starts out, I'm reprimanding everybody and kind of playing the Jesus role in the temple, you know, whipping people, get out of this area. But then by the end of the song, which I think is important, I kind of end up affected by youth as well. I mean, I become the sucker by the end of the song.
Say, come over here. Let me smell.
must ask you about the sound of the CD, because it is just, I mean, you're the Ronettes, practically, in parts of it. Mark Ronson, it came on board to help fashion it. What is the, I mean, is this shimmering, lush sound a reflection of where you are?
Well, I wanted to work with Mark, first of all, and he wanted to work with me as well. And also, I have to say, you know, having worked so, you know, been through the most treacherous period of my life, with both the birth of my daughter and the death of my mother kind of simultaneously occurring, I was beat and in need of some cheering up and some assistance in my life. And Mark really stepped into that role and completely took over the mantle of producer, and, you know, hired all the musicians and really focused on the just the finite quality of the sound for each instrument and each take, and was totally my man, you know, during that period. And in fact, you know, the last day of mixing, it had been such a kind of whirlwind of an experience and such a vacation from all of this laborious feeling, and it had been so light that on the last day of mixing, I kind of turned to him and broke into tears, because it was such a beautiful experience. So Mark really kind of saved my, I wouldn't say he saved my life, but he definitely got me through to the next level.
Well, it's terrific for the rest of us as well.
Thank you, and I think that is the bedrock of the sound. It's about, you know, Rufus getting his groove back.
Well, and so do we all. Rufus Wainwright, his new CD is Out of the Game, and as he said, into another one. Rufus, thanks so much.
Thank you.
After another production of The Flying Dutchman, I landed in Berlin. Thinking over it, how can I get over it? And wondering what state I'm in.
Here now is a production of WBUR Boston in association with the BBC World Service and PRI. I'm Robin Young. Please join us again, here and now.
Thinking over it, how can I get over it?
Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software. Find over 200 job openings at mathworks.com.
PRI, Public Radio International.